like I said, this is the policy of the Biden administration, an open border. There's no other explanation for this, my friends. We're the United States of America. If we want to close our border, we close our border. We don't just sit there and go, oh, gosh, we just can't do it. It's just too hard. We just can't figure it out. Come on. We're the United States of America. We can close a border if we're so inclined. We have the equipment, the manpower. We have everything necessary to close the border. We have the means available at our fingertips. Here, the congressman goes much farther, by the way, and points out the numbers have rocketed upward many times since the open border policy was implemented. Listen.
The president is lying through his teeth. He could stem the flow by 70% immediately without congressional approval or action or consent. All he has to do is reinstitute the wait in Mexico policy that President Trump had, and that would reduce the flow, every expert says, by 70%. What we're seeing now is migrants come over. They know they're going to be coddled by this, really, not even administration, this regime. And look at the proof's in the numbers, John. In the Obama administration and the Trump administration, at this point in their presidency, they had about 1.7 million illegal crossings. Joe Biden has seen 8.5 million. The fault lays at his feet and his feet alone.
The American.
Yeah. His feet and his feet alone. And now that we know illegals don't even have to stand in line but can grab a flight with no legitimate identification at all and get dropped right off in the middle of America, we are building much bigger problems for ourselves. That's the fact. They can just jump the plane, use the app. Hey, I want to go to wherever. We know that 320,000 made that jump. I'm sure the number is larger. That's what they have admitted to. But I'm sure the number is much larger. Utah Senator Mike Lee is among those that are outraged by the new program that flies the illegals right into the country using that app, avoiding border security altogether. And, well, they thought they could get away with it, they being the administration, so you wouldn't know what was happening right under your nose. Here it is.
We can stop it, and we must. Look, Corey Alvarez, a 26-year-old Haitian national, was charged last week with raping a disabled child in Massachusetts. He came here through the CBP One app. He flew directly to the United States from Haiti. And so I've introduced a bill called the Valid Act that would end this practice. It would end the practice of allowing people to use the CBP One app while flying from one U.S. destination to another. It would also prohibit the use of incoming international flights coming from an international origin flying into the United States if the ID that they require and deem sufficient is the CBP One app. Because all the CBP One app does is to say, my name is Bob Smith or whatever your name is. And then you show them on the screen and say, see, I can board this airplane. That's ridiculous. The American people can't do that. Not when they fly internationally, not when they fly domestically.
Yeah. You can't do that. I can't do that. And while we're talking about law and order, by the way, I want to take a moment and reflect on the funeral of NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, whose family was visited by Donald Trump and ignored by Democrats. Typical. It's sad, really. Democrats who fuel the anti-police environment we live in, the defund the police mentality we've been around. Donald Trump went and met with the family. And Father Duffy was among those who joined the former president at the funeral of fallen NYPD officer Diller. Listen to what he had to say about it.
You were there when President Trump walked into the funeral home at the wake. What was your interaction like?
So it was really beautiful. Stephanie introduced me to the president as the priest that married them. And I was able to just say, Mr. President, thank you for being here. Thank you for your goodness to this family. Would you be willing to pray with us? And he said, of course, Father Duffy. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump would like to pray with us. Let's all say an Our Father together. And the whole room, including the president standing right next to me, prayed an Our Father. And then I gave a blessing to everyone present through the intercession of Our Lady of Sorrows. And then the president so beautifully turned and kissed baby Ryan on the forehead. And the baby clapped at the president, and it just broke the tension. It was just such a beautiful, human, simple moment that meant so much to the family and so much to the people in that room.
A simple human moment. A simple human moment. A moment of humility and humanitarian connection. Now, here's what President Trump had to say about the death of Officer Diller and the failure to support police departments and to support law and order in general. This is an important conversation we're having now. Listen.
They're not given the respect. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them. And This should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there, innocent as can be, that doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will, you'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often.
It is happening too often. This is not working. The open border is not working. The attack on police officers not working. Look, we criminalize being a police officer. These are all questions I'll ask Donald Trump when he joins me here a bit later on the program today. I look forward to that conversation. Meanwhile, there's a very common sense reason gold is pushing all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rates since controls by the Fed. As January 21st, the cost of living up 17.9%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when this house of cards will come crashing down. Of course, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that's why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold. Have you diversified your savings? Secure a portion of them with Birch Gold. Text Gruber to 989898. Get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of satisfied customers, you can count on Birch Gold, too. Just text Gruber to 989898. Claim your free information kit. Protect your savings from uncertainty. Do that today. Text Gruber to 989898. Get your information from Birch Gold. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back on the way today. Pete Hoekstra, Naomi Wolf, President Donald Trump, all on the program today. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Gather around, tell your friends.